Right, but it's not such a big deal.
Okay, so today's daf is Ayin Gimel. Is Ayin Gimel. We learned today's daf was Chus for Fuhu Shleim before
Avram ben
Chai Yehudas.
And Gittel Necha Bas
Chana. We'll have a refuah. Okay, so we are on the bottom of Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, I believe, two lines from the bottom, by Tana Rabbanan. Okay, so we have interesting cases, much of cases today. Some are easier, some are harder, or some are even easy to understand the case, but hard to understand why or why it is not ribbis. Tana Rabban, Hamolich Chavila Mimakom Limakom. So a guy takes a bundle, he's going from one place to another place. So Rashi says he's going Mimakom Hazol Limakom Hayoker. So basically he's going from, you know, the five towns of Brooklyn, a place from where it's, from Brooklyn to five towns, a place where it's allegedly cheaper to a place where allegedly more expensive. So he's going from the cheap place to, why? Because he wants to take his wares. Right. He wants to take his, it's everything other than housings. But he wants to take his wares to go to the place where it sells for more. He can make more profit. I guess the travel expenses will be recouped by the higher prices. So he goes from one, he wants to go to the more expensive place. Umatzo chavero. And he finds his buddy in the cheaper zone. Va'amralo. And his friend says to the owner, Tenei, give me all the stuff here in the cheap place, and I will bring it to the more expensive place. To write Taisha's Tenei va'oli chena, and I will bring it for the more expensive place. Vani ale lecha kederek shema'alin lecha ba'oso makom, and I'll pay you back the value of this in the more expensive place. You give me the item now. It costs $100 here. It costs $200 somewhere else. Don't worry, I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back the $200. I'll pay you back $200. Which is now seems to be that I'm giving him, it looks like I'm giving him a loan of $100, and he's paying me back $200, which would be the problem of ribbis or of akribis. So the Gemara says, no, it depends. Bereshus mocher mutter, bereshus lokeach aser. It depends, we've seen this before, it depends who maintains the achrayus, who retains the responsibility if the item is lost or damaged. If it's bereshus mocher, if the owner maintains the responsibility, then it's not a loan. And sort of, it's that I'm holding a pikadon by it. Only if it looks like a loan. A loan doesn't necessarily mean that I lent you money. A loan means I'm giving you money and you have the responsibility to return it to me as is. So if it's versus mocher, meaning me the owner, I still have the responsibility. Rashi says, im kibolav mocher achrayas habaderech. If you lose it during the way, no problem, it's on me. Right? Then it's mutter. The ain kan milva achetimacher. Because there's no loan until the item is sold. Right? Ukomash nimkar biyoker shall buy them arishonim hu. What ends up happening is that the loan is only when it's sold. Until you get to the point of sale, it still belongs to the owner. The owner's only at point B when it's sold. At point B, he loaned him the value of what it was at the place where he sold him, which was $200 in our example. So he's returned to him $200. Therefore, it's not a case of ribbis. However, Bereshus Lokeach Aser.
But when he loaned it at the cheaper place when it was $100.
But he still owned it. He didn't loan him anything. He still owned it because he still had the responsibility. If it gets lost, like we mentioned before a few times and a couple of days ago, as long as the owner maintains the achrayus, maintains responsibility, it's not considered a loan yet. The loan only takes place at the time the item was transferred from the rishus of the owner to the rishus of the lokeach, in this case. That only took place at the time of the sale. At the time of the sale was a $200 sale, so we loaned him $200, and he's returning $200.
But so the time he took possession, and then he went to the other city, he's not considered anything?
He's not a loan, because the owner still maintains the responsibility. If something happens to it and it gets lost, it's on the owner. That's the difference.
He didn't take possession.
He didn't take ownership. He's just transporting it.
Physical
so what? Doesn't matter. He's not responsible. So it's not his. Bereshus lokeach, but in the opposite case where he does take responsibility, bereshus lokeach, Rashi says then it's aser. Rashi says why? Dimihashta mabul gabei. Once the borrower, in this case the guy who's moving it to the other town, he takes responsibility, then it's considered his. A loan, if you borrow something, it's yours at the time that it belongs to you. So it's yours. When did the loan take place? The loan took place now immediately at point A. At point A, it was only worth $100. Then he sells it for $200 and gives him back. It looks like ribbis. That would make it usser. Okay, next case. Hamolich peros mimakom lemakom. So the guy who sells peros, he's selling produce, he takes them from the cheap place and he brings them to the more expensive place. Umatzo chavero, and he finds his buddy before he goes to the expensive place. Va'amralot, namely, and the guy, his buddy says, "Give them to me." Rashi says, "Va'ochlam kan." Not that I'll go transport them and sell them somewhere else. Give them to me here, and I'll eat them here. Vani ale lecha peros Sheyeshli ba'oso makom. And I will give you for my produce that already exists in the other place. Remember, you said you could usually can't do this type of deal, but if you have to pay us in your possession, you can. If I have payers in my possession in the more expensive place, which are worth, here it's only worth 100, but there it's worth 200. Basically, lend me $100 worth of payers now, and I'll eat it, and I'll pay you back the value of which it would pay you back what from those payers. Vani alecha payers yeshu osu makom. So im yeshu payers but osu makom mutter. If he has payers in that place, it's worth it. We've seen this multiple times. Being lav, it's usser. If not, he doesn't have it, it's usser. Why? Rashi says yeshu lo sham payers. If he has payers, dimei hashda okiminu berushu say. If I have payers in my possession, we view it as if it's already in your possession. We view it as if I already paid you back. It's not like it's yours, their kinyan, but it's yours from the concept of ribis. The afal gav v'lo mashich, if you don't do mashicha, sub, and reason why, is sub-asar. Because this is a concept of sub-asar. You're not supposed to lend produce to be paid back in produce, because we're worried about the fluctuation in the prices. And therefore, if I lend you 100 bushels of wheat, and today's market price, it's worth X, but if you pay me back $100 bushels a week, and tomorrow's market price, it's worth X plus, well, then you're paying me back extra. That's the concept of sub asar. But Rashi says, sub asar is only a dinder abanan. It's a lav ribis katsutsahi, el avak ribis, v'chiyesh lo gazer. And when if the guy who's borrowing it has that item in his possession somewhere, obviously not readily available, otherwise he wouldn't need to borrow it, or maybe he does because he wants more to sell, but if he has it in his possession, we view it, we deem it, as if that item that's already in his possession is paid back to the lender, and it's not a problem of avak ribis. Next case. Okay, next case is v'hachamorin. These are like the transporters, I guess. These are people who move stuff from one place to another place. Right, Rashi says, "Hachamarin malin b'makom hayoker ki b'makom hazol ve'ein al choshen." So here, I have a little bit of an issue with the cases. But Rashi says as follows: the Garashi, "Hachamarin malin b'makom hayoker." So the chamarim bring it from the expensive place to the cheap place, ve'ein choshen, and we don't have a chash of ribis. So hachamarim hamistakrim b'tvua. I guess they get better, they sell wheat. Umeviyim b'makom hazol. So they bring it from the cheap place to the expensive place because they're going to make more money. Mutar lahem, it's permitted for them. Likach ma'os mibali batim ashirim b'makom hayoker. They travel back and forth. So they're going to take money, they're going to take cash from the wealthy people who live in the expensive place, b'makom hayoker. Amanas liten lahem lezman ploni haperos kishar ha'makom hazol. They have more purchasing power. So they say, listen, you're coming here where wheat is worth, I can buy 4 bushels for a dollar. I'm going to give you money. When you go to the cheap place, you're going to buy me 8 bushels for the dollar because I confront the money. So I'm giving you the money to go there and then bring it back to me. That's where I get more money. So he says, right, so that's what he says. He says, in the future, they'll give him the payros at the price of the cheaper, at the cheaper area. The ain choshim shiyeh ribis schar ham tanas maos kedafarash ozel. We don't think that there's a ribis issue over here about waiting for the money. Why? Because why would there be ribis here? Is the question?
Completely confused. Why is ain't part of ribis missing?
There's no.
It's the same case as before. No,
it's different. It's the opposite case. It's the opposite case.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a buyer would receive more value than he paid as measured by local prices.
Correctly, he's buying the stuff. That's standard business.
Yeah. That's what it says here. It says, look at the
Rashbam. Yeah. I don't have that in front of me. So the question is... Right, I mean...
That's it. There's no loan here.
There is a loan. They're giving the money. They're fronting money. They're giving the money.
But yeah, he's the one who's receiving the loan. And in return for receiving the loan, he's selling it to them at a cheaper price.
And he's giving them more produce. And when he returns it to them, because when he returns it to them, let's say, when he returns it to them, in the place, they're getting more for the value of the money.
Right.
The value of the money will only buy the value of $100 will only buy 4 bushels in their place.
Yeah.
And then when he's returning to them, he's returning to them 8 bushels.
So it's throwing the ribis on them?
It's showing the ribis, and they're the ones collecting. Yeah, they're collecting the ribis. Looks like they're collecting the ribis.
Yeah.
So the Gemara, so my timer, why is there no ribis over here? So the Gemara gives two answers. Rav Papa Amar de Nichaluhu de Migaluhu Tara. Rav Achabrit of Ika Amar de Nichaluhu de Almozigabayu. So basically, what's going to end up saying is that it's not necessarily ribbis because he gets a benefit out of it also. So he's the benefit. Basically, he's paying them for the benefit. What's the benefit? Because it's not. You're not paying for hartanus mos. You're not paying for the delay in returning it. You're paying because they're giving you. They're paying you for either one thing. He's got cash flow. They're paying him for the benefit that he's getting. Once you get the benefit, right? So there's a new thing. Once you get the benefit, then it's okay.
Exactly. Why would that be good? I'm buying my house.
Right.
Okay, I'm getting a benefit. I love the fact that I'm buying a house. I didn't like the fact I had to pay, you know, 4% of interest, but I like the fact I'm getting a house.
No, but that's because that's by this is again, this is Ribbis Katsutsa. This is not Ribbis Katsutsa.
I know.
So as long as you find a way out, then you'll find a way out. The case that you're giving to me was set Ribbis in the front. That's a different story. There's no way out of that. So Rashi says, what's the reason? What first reason? The Nichlu Magalu Tara. Rashi says, the Nichlu Magalu Tara. Sha'alideima Osav Shel Zeh. Because he has the money, because he's coming with the money of wealthy guy A, Haim Nikarim Sochrim. So all the vendors recognize him. So and so's coming with all the money. Right? Umakir Mosam Bali Batim Shamakam Azol. The people of Chief Priest recognize him. Venosim Hemba Kafa, Mustakim Islam. They give him on credit. They treat him well because they know that he's a powerful purchaser. But feel low high is Mamtim Lem Shumzman. They want his business. They want his business. He's an important guy in the area, and he wants his business, so therefore he gets a benefit. Once he gets that benefit, it takes care of the Ribbis Darabanan. But Rav Achmar Rebbe Amar Nichaluhu de Mazdik Avayu. Mazdik Avayu says Bnei Makom Hazol Kishishomim Shein Elu Mistarkim Ba Mazdik Avayu Kedei Shelo Yimshichu Yedeyim Milahargal Atzlam. Somehow, for some reason, he comes in and he gets his buying in bulk. They lower their price even more, so he makes more money off of this because he comes in. So my benayu, what's the difference between the two of them? Iki benayu tagra chadata. Thank you. That if he's a new vendor, this guy's a new vendor. Rashi says tagra chadata. Rashi says tagar she'eno nikaradayin. He's not recognized in that place. So l'man de amr de megalali tara ika. The ones who say that it's the first one. The first one says that he's going to come and he's going to get benefit because everyone knows that he's coming. The second case, the second way, like they never recognize him. He never came here before, so therefore they're not going to necessarily treat him well. Who said they don't believe that he's dealing with such and such person? But if he comes up with so much money, then that's the first answer. The second answer is because he's coming. They recognize who he's coming on behalf of. The first answer is that he's coming with all this cash. If he's coming with all the cash, then they're going to give him something. But if they're going to come, they're going to give him stuff only because of the guy who's coming to represent. They're not going to trust him the first time he's around, and it's not going to make much of a difference. Okay, similar case. Besura azle arba arba bekafri azle shito shito. So in Sura, right? That's Sura is the city of Rav. So in the city of Rav, this item, I guess, was caught. You bought one for four. Right, so you had to spend $4 to get one. Mm-hmm. You had to spend $1 to get four. It's from $1 to get four. Bikafri Aizla Shita Shita. And in Kafri it was cheaper that you would get six for one. So six for one is cheaper than four for one. Right. So Yayiv Rav Zuze Lechamare. So Rav, who lives in the more expensive town of Surah, he gave money to the Chamarim that they would go buy for him the Tvua in the cheaper town. V'kabel alai unto the orcha. And Rav, like we said before, Rav accepted upon himself the responsibility. So everything, all the money is his responsibility during the way, and therefore it's not a loan yet. It's only a loan at the time that they make the purchase. And when the time they make the purchase, it's for the higher price, and it's for the lower price. And when they pay him back the more items, it's not ribbis because the loan was only done at the time when they got the object. But v'shakel minayu chamisha, and he would give them five, meaning he'd only take from them five saw. He bought six, but he'd only take five. In his town, he would buy it for four. They bought it for him. They bought six, and he only took five when they came back. So he says. So the Gemara says. So note that he took chamisha. It was more than he could have bought here, but less than they bought for him in Kafri. He wanted the Chamarim, I guess, to get a profit. So Gemara asks, Vinisko Shita, he should have taken six, because he's allowed to take the six, because we just said that if you make this deal with the people, you can get the higher price, because the loan doesn't take place till until the time they actually buy the product. So Gemara says, no, Adam Chashuv Shaini. He's an Adam Chashuv, and therefore what? Rashi says, but be more meticulous and do it before. Rashi says, Nishkol Shita, Kevon Shemikabal Alei Onsu the Orcha in Karibis. Vachil Okibalei Onsu the Orcha Ketani. You know, Rashi doesn't say anything. He says, Adam Chashuv, so he wants to be Machmer on himself, then not to be Mekel. But if he wants to be Machmer on himself, what is five is still more than the four.
Did he buy five or did he buy six and allow the...
He bought six and allowed them to take one.
Yeah.
So what? So
one's in it, right?
He got one extra. He got five.
Oh, that's right.
He still benefits.
No, I mean, what's in it for the guy he sends?
Okay, obviously, whatever it is, the money. Again, Tosfos also pointed out that you have to give. We pointed also you have to give schar amalol. You have to give right. You have to give him the schar that what he's doing. That's separate. Whatever the deal is, it must have been worthwhile for them to do it. Otherwise, they would not have done it. Okay, I don't know, if he's an adam chashuv and he wants to be meticulous, then if he's taking five, he's still taking one more than he can get here. So it still looks like he's getting one extra. Yeah. What is not taking two? What is taking one better than taking two?
It says here that he took two precautions. First, he accepted responsibility for the goods.
Right, we did that.
Secondly, he did not buy at the cheap price, but rather the intermediate price.
But it's still more expensive. Yeah. It's still more expensive than the cheap price where you can get here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is that a problem?
Because the problem is, the case is always, I give you, it's going from the cheap space to the more expensive place. I'm giving you, right here I can buy something, it costs me $4. Okay, I'm giving.
Brooklyn is cheap.
That's the example we gave, except for the houses. Yes, right. Except for the houses, but
tuition is large.
Yeah.
Agreed. Everything except for the houses.
Yeah. And
so,
car insurance.
And auto insurance. That's right. And auto insurance. And city income tax.
Right. Okay.
Go in that store. So I don't know what you can or can't do. You have to ask a rabbi. We're not passing against Daf Yomi. I have no idea. Okay. So
I mean, the difference if you say to someone, if you're going to be in Brooklyn, could you pick me up so-and-so and I'll pay you back when you get it? No problem.
You didn't give him any money. You didn't loan him anything.
Right. So the difference is you're giving him the money and while you're in Brooklyn, would you buy me this?
And you can use the money in the meantime.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the problem. If you can use the money, then it turns into a loan. Right. So then when you pay me back, an item that now right here, you're giving me back more items. Here, with the money that I gave you, I can only buy four. Now you gave me back six. So in where we are right now, it looks like I lent you four and you gave me back six. So it looks like ribbis. So it's because it's a ribbis d'rabbanan. We have these ways out. Okay. Next case. Boyimine Rabbi Asim Rabbi Yochlan. Mahu lasos bigrutaos. Can you do this with grutaos? Grutaos, I think, means like scrap metal or pieces of metal. Rashi says b'shar for matgia, which other types of items. He goes shivrei zav v'kesef v'shar meitachos. Now these are items, right? Rashi says mi armina tvua demidi d'shriachu the azli v'asu kol shaita armina nechli demegal tara inami demozi gabayu. But in other words, this deal that we just made out that we had this that you take it for, that the chamari could take it from the expensive place and bring it to the cheap place can it be done by other products as well. So Amrolei, so one of the reasons why that he was getting the benefit. Does the benefit apply even to these, to like the scrap metal? So Amrolei, because Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yosef Lassos Kane, Biklei Peshton, he wanted to do it with linen, Velo Hinichol Rebbe, Rabbi didn't allow them, and he could the Amrolei, Ibikis Lassos Grutos Kane, Velo Hinichol Rabbi Shmuel, but Yosef, he didn't allow them. Why? Because apparently, in order to get this benefit that the Chamarim had when they went to the town, the cheaper place, has to be more repeat business. You're not going to get the benefit if you're just going to sell it once or twice. If you sell it once or twice, they're not going to give you the deal. But if they know that you're coming constantly for a produce that's constantly on the market, then they'll give you the deal. They come once or twice with that, it's not enough benefit, and therefore you can have the ribbis, the rabbanon issue. Okay, next case. So pardesa. So now we're talking about buying wine. And each product seems also to be different. Depending on the product, you may have a different halacha out of it also. So pardesa. So you have this pardesa. Rashi says, liknos yayin min hakerem bedamim p'chusim. You want to buy wine directly from the vineyard, I guess, while the stuff is still growing, and you're buying it at a cheaper price, right? Kol perish, kol right. Lekos yayim in a keren b'dam p'chusim. Kol perish shonas o b'kach b'kach. I'll buy the it's a future contract, right? I'm buying the future on your grapes b'kach b'kach. V'lochin achar shein boser or smadar aval adayin lo gili bikor. And you're buying them when they exist a little bit as a small little thing, because otherwise it's davish lo b'olam. Until before they're mature. So Rav says it was Asr, And Shmuel Shari, and Shmuel says it's mutter. Rav Asar, the cave under the Kamei Shavei Tvei, so since in the future it's going to be worth more, Mitchazei ki agar nartole. It looks like he lent him money now, he gave him the money now, and he's paying him back more later, because he's going to give him $100, and he's returning him back $200 worth of product. So that's no good. But Shmuel Shari, Shmuel says it's mutter, kaven de have beit tihuya, tihuya, I don't know how to pronounce it, tihuya. Right, low mechze ka'agar nartalei. I guess because there's a lot of risk involved.
Yeah,
it seems to me it's risky. I'm buying it right now. Who says the product is there? So there's a big risk involved. So that's not necessarily considered. I guess he's being paid for the risk, as opposed. It's what?
It's an risk. I mean, it's just investing in the
vineyard. Yeah. Is it really a loan or just a down payment?
It doesn't matter if it's a loan means in this context. A loan means that I'm giving you something and you have to return that product that item to me at that price. So it looks like a loan, because I'm giving you the money right now, but you don't have to give me the product till much later. It's a forward purchase contract.
Sure.
So if Galach is viewing that as a loan, because the recipient has the use of the money for the time being, and all he has to do is return it at a later date. But when he returns it at the later date, he's returning an item that's worth more than the loan. So the Gemara says here, it's not a problem, because there's so much risk. There's too much risk involved, right? Rashi says... Kevin the Havabe Tiyuha, he says, Pa'amim she's kilkul bekeren, kegon barad, o gishamim, o kerech, umafsi rakol, umkabalav kol sipuke hefseh. He's accepting for himself all the responsibility. All the achrayis is on him, on the lender, that was mentioned before. The guy who's giving all the money, if he maintains responsibility, it's not considered a problem of ribbis d'rabbanan. Amar Rav Shimi Bar Chiya, Umode Rav, this is difficult, Umode Rav agrees, Bitore de Nafish Pseid Ayu. When it comes to Shvarim, that there's a big hefseid. I don't know what Shvarim are doing here. Rashi tries to answer. He says, "Moda Rav Bitori, Mokum Shabotri Karamim B'Shvarim Ba'Agala." In a place where they would harvest the grapes with an ox-drawn cart, Umolichin Es Ha'Agala B'Shurus HaKaramim, and they would pull the cart between the rows of the vines. Umitkalklin Rage HaShvarim B'Klachei Shrashim Shebekarka V'Seid Rav, and the Shvarim would get damaged. But who's talking about buying the Shvarim? We're talking here about buying the Krumim.
Because you're buying it at the early stage.
I understand that, but Rashi says that the Shvarim are going to get damaged.
Yeah.
But the guy, so who cares if the Shvarim get damaged? I'm buying the grapes from you. I'm not buying the wine from you. I'm not buying the oxen from you.
You're not buying oxen. You're the oxen are rooming.
No, Rashi says, that's not what Rashi says. That would make sense. That would make sense as why it's not a problem. It wouldn't make sense why a guy would ever do that in his field. But Rashi says, Umiskalklin ragle hashvarim. The regular of a shore gets damaged by all the thorns.
No, it's easily trampled.
Who does he quote? It's not Rashi.
That's not what Rashi says.
It's not what Rashi says. He says Umiskalklin ragle hashvarim bekalche shrashim. The legs of the shore get damaged by the roots.
No, they destroy the stem.
That's not what Rashi says. That's not what Rashi says. That's what the article is telling you what Rashi says. That's not what Rashi says.
Okay.
He said, does not say that. What?
He quotes the real Maskol, Nuffish.
The Nuffish.
Makes more sense.
Yes, the way Arthur, but that's not what Rashi says. I learned that way. That makes sense. My only problem is that if the case is that the Shvarim destroy. The guy takes Shvarim and destroys the vines. Why in the world would the owner of the vineyard do it that way? So that he would come in and have oxen destroy half his product in the field. It doesn't make sense to do that. Maybe the profit's so great he doesn't care and it's easier to do it this way.
Huge amount and you got a small amount of time to take it out.
But if it's too small of a damage, then why does Rav agree?
Because if you have a huge amount of field and you're only selling a small point off, okay? So you're chance of damages goes up higher if you're just buying that small amount compared to somebody who owns everything.
I don't know. Okay. Next case, again, this idea of sub is sub, which I mentioned before. I can't lend you an item, they're all heterum with people in people's houses and neighbors. I can't lend you a sub item for you to pay me back a saw, because when you pay me back, it may be worth more. It looks like you're paying me back more value. Okay. So, Amalu Shmuel Lahanu Dishabshi Shivsha. Shmuel said to those who are Shabshi Shipsa. So I don't know what that means, but I think Rashi said, Shabshi Shipsa, Bali Batim Hamalvin Tzfula Aris Mozera. So you have the sharecroppers. I guess typically the sharecroppers would provide their own seed. Here they don't have it, so the Baal HaBayis is lending to the sharecropper the seed. Rashi says, "Umeshanim the gorid to uchadosha." And later on, they pay back with the new, with the new, with the new wheat that comes out. So it's sal b'sal, which should be a problem. So he says, or Shmuel says, if you do that, havchu ba'ara. So you, the lender, the owner of the field, should go do some work in the field, like a bishlakum type thing. Go do some work in the field. Ki hechi din kandu lichu gufa the ara. So therefore, you will actually
Get a little check and that'll be fine.
Get a little check
and you're fine.
Yeah, you have to do some work in the field, and then you're doing the work in the field, it becomes yours. If not, it becomes a havan, it's awesome. But if you work in the field, because when you give the aris the land, when you give the aris the work, it becomes his field. So if you do a little work in it, now your field, so he's doing work in your field, it's not, and you're putting your own produce into your own field, and you're reaping the reward. Again, it's all a legal fiction in order to avoid this item of Ribbis Rabbanan. Okay. Amalu Rabba Lahanu de Matribage. So Rabba said to those people who guard the fields from when the time the fields for the produce is grown till the harvest, right? Or till the reaping. So the problem would be, is that people wouldn't pay till later. The guarding period ended at this point, because everything's taken from the field. Then all the stuff is brought into the gorein to be winnowed and shared, do all that stuff. And then the stuff is sold. And then you pay him back, and then you have the money to pay, right, the late payment on the employment. The employment is done at point A, but he's not going to get paid till later because it's not liquid yet. So the problem was, though, is that they would pay them a little extra for waiting for the payment. They would pay him more. The market price was $100 to watch the field. They pay him $101 because he would wait another month or another day to get paid. So he says to them, to these guys, you guys who are watching it, puku hafochu b'veidari. When the produce is taken from the fields into the house, go do some work there with the produce in the house. Because when you get paid later, the schiros eno mishalemis el basof, and hishaita azule de kamozik abaycho. Schiros is only paid at the time that you finish, at the end of when you finish the job. And if you're still, I think this means you're still continuing your job, and then when you get paid later, that extra you're going to get paid is for that little extra that you did. That's the simplest way to do that. I'm not sure if Rashi explains it that way, but that's the way I was able to understand it. So basically, it's you extend the employment, so the extra money that you're getting is not considered ribbis for waiting to get paid. It's considered that you're getting paid for that little extra work that you did. As long as you do a little bit more work till the time of the payment. Okay. Amrulei Rabban L'Rava. The Rabbanan say to Rava, and they accused him, Ka'achel ma ribbis. You, Rav, Rabba, Rabbi, you're eating ribbis. You're taking ribbis. Okay. That's a big no-no. It violates the contract. You have to keep halacha. He's violating the contract. You're fired. That's what they wanted to do. So the Kuli Alma Shlaki Adro Mesak L'Arisim B'Nisan. All the people who give their fields to the Arisim, they would take 4 kurim of tfua every year, and they would force the aris off the field in Nisan. Come April time, you're off, and you give me the four metric tons worth of bushels. Umar natilhu ad iyar vishak el shita. But you let them stay on the field another month. You don't kick them off till iyar, but you take from them 6. So basically, you're taking ribbits because the fact that you let them hold on to the money, the field, longer, now you're taking more. That's ribbis. They are paying you for the delay, for that delay. So Hamar Lahu, he says no. He turns the tables on them.
Why is it delay? You're giving more time.
Because you're supposed, according to them, you're supposed to get them off in Nissan. The fact that you're giving them more time, and I'm giving you more time, I'm extending the terms of the loan and making you pay me more. So that's the ribbis d'rabbanan issue. So Rabbi says no. The problem is, some to what David's saying is that that's the time they're supposed to. Rabbi says you guys are doing it wrong. You're kicking them off too early and taking too little. I'm keeping them on the right amount of time, and that month in time creates an increase in the value of the produce because I guess it's more time for the produce to grow or whatever. So he says, "Amar lahu atun ka'avid tul shalokadin." You guys are shalokadin, right? Ara la aris mishtabed. The karka belongs to the aris so long as he's working, right? V'i atun misaklenu b'nisan, and if you kick him off to a nisan where the fruit has not ripened completely yet, mafsidu dehulu b'chama, you're making him lose X amount of dollars. You're taking it away too early. V'ana natran luad iyar, I let them wait until iyar, until the fruit is ripened completely, umarvichim l'ubachama, and then I get more produce because they also get more. If it ripens more, it's worth more. I get more produce. So when I'm doing the right thing, you guys are doing the wrong thing. Okay. Next case. Rav Mari Bar Rachel, which is interesting. Rav Mari Bar Rachel, Rav Mari the son of Rachel. So who's Rav Mari Bar Rachel? So Rashi says, Rav Mari Bar Rachel is that Rachel was Shmuel's daughter who was taken prisoner, and she had relations with one of the captors, and then he converted. But the conception was done before he was a ger, so therefore the conception was Horasso Shlo B'Kedusha V'Leirasso B'Kedusha, so Machmas the Kvodo of Rav Mari, they called him after his mother. So that's Rav Mari Bar Rachel, as Rashi says. Okay, so
every time it comes up.
Every time it comes up. Okay. Rav Mari Bar Rachel. Mashkin Lehug Nachri Besa. Rav Mari Bar Rachel lent money to a guy. It's funny. He lent money to a guy. It makes sense. He probably had relationships with Goyim because his father was a ger. So maybe it's potentially from the family. So Rav Mari, Mashkin Lehug Nachri Besa. So he lent money to this guy, and he took as a mashkin the guy's house. So then, Hadar Zadon Rava. During the time that Rav Mari is living in the house that's a mashkon, this guy then sells the house to Rava without paying back Rav Mari the chov. So the house is still in the hands of Rav Mari. So Notor Tresor Yarche Shata. So Rav Mari waits 12 full months, and then afterwards Shakal Arge Besa. Then he goes ahead and gives to Rava the rent for the house for the following year. He pays the rent up front, which is not something that's typically done, because Shiras is usually paid at the end. It's one of Tosos' questions. By the way, just let you know, every step along the way here, we've been explaining according to Rashi, Tosos has different explanations for nearly every case. Maybe the notes have the explanation. So here...
What?
Why
is he bringing rent to... Because
Rava now owns the house. Because Rava bought the house. So he's bringing rent to Rava because he's living in the house. What? Rav Mari was living there, right? So Amar Leh, so the problem, he didn't give him the rent for the first. Like, in other words, he borrowed. He takes the house as a mashkon in January 2016. February 2016, this guy sells it to Rava. He doesn't pay him for all of 2016. January 1, 2017, he goes and gives him the rental for the entire year. Gives Rava the rent for the entire for the upcoming year. Va'amar Leh. So the Amalei, and then Rav Mari says to Rava, "Hadlo am tied lamar agar based on inna." The reason why I didn't give you the rent till now, the stamashkanta shata. The law is that a mashkon is for a year. If you give me the mashkon, I have it for a year, and you cannot kick me out. The borrower cannot kick me out for the year. I guess even if he pays him back, I don't know. This may be the rules of what.
Change that's not
how
he sold it?
So I don't know. So because you can only buy the rights that somebody has. Right? I can only buy what you have, what you own. So at this point in time, the owner of the house didn't have the right to kick Rav Mari out for the year. Because it was Rav Mari's for the year. So when Rav buys it, he can't buy anything more than the owner has. Right? So the Stamas got the shutta, Ibai Narch Masalki, if the Nachi wanted to kick me out, Lo Havi Matzi Masalki, he could kick me out. So too, you could kick me out because I own it basically for the year. But Hashta, after the year is up, he would have the ability to kick me out if he pays me. So Lishko Mar Agar Besa. So now you own that right as well to kick me out, so I'll just pay you the rent. So I can still live here.
What's the loan?
The loan hasn't been paid back yet.
He's allowed to get profit for
it's a guy. He borrowed it from he lent money to a guy.
All right, so what the rent
yeah.
Free rent is what? Is what towards the loan or not?
No, it's not towards the loan. The rent is now that I'm living in your house. And I'm paying you, I have to pay your rent. I didn't have to pay you last year, because last year you had no rights to the rent. This year you do have rights to the rent. So Amr Leh, the Rav says back to Rav Mari, "Oi, Iva Yadan, having Mushkan Leh, Lamar, Lov Izvin Leh. Had I known that this was a collateral to you, I never would have bought it. I don't want to buy that. So Hashda ki dinayim av din Allah. So I'm going to pretend and go according to their rules, their dinim. Kol emas lo misalki bezuzi lo shaka agar besan. Their halach is that if a guy, if you do, so long as the loan is not paid back, you don't pay rent. So long as that guy doesn't pay you back, you don't have to pay me rent. I will also not collect rent from you until that guy pays you back. That's the case. I'm not going to be clear.
Why is it not ribbis? Because you're paying back the loan and
who's the ribbis to who? I lent money to a guy.
Right.
Where's the ribbis?
He's paying you back.
Who's paying me back?
The guy.
So what? It's a guy.
That's why it's
not. Yeah, there's no ribbis.
Who says it's a problem with
guys? No, he said in the end it's not. You have to be careful. So maybe he's not paying you back ribbis. It's a mashkon. But I'm leaving there. It's a guy. It's not a problem. Amalei Rava mi Barnish lo Rav Ashi. So Rava mi Barnish says to Rav Ashi, Chazei Mar, go look, master, Rabban and the Ka'achi Ripsa. Look at all these Chachamim who eat ribbis. The Yahiv Zuzei Achamra B'Tishrei, in this case I do not understand, Umavcharei Le'ei Teves. They give money for the wine in Tishrei, and then comes Teves. But when then comes Teves, they choose the better wine, and they get the better wine at a higher price in Teves. They're eating ribbis; they're getting paid back more. So Amalei, so Rashi is back to Rav and Barnish. Now there's no Isra here. Inu nami yachamer kayavi, achal lo kayavi. These guys, when they bought it, they bought wine. They didn't buy vinegar. Umekar the chamer chamer, the chala chala, hahish shaita hu dekamavkari. And what's going to become wine is known to be wine from point one. What's going to become vinegar is going to become vinegar from point one. And what these guys are buying, they are buying their own. I don't know the case. I don't understand what that case is. Why is that any different than anything else we've done until now? Okay, Ravina Hayahi Zuze Livne Akra Dishan Vasa. So Ravina, he would lend money or give money to the people who live by the river, right? The river is Shan Vasa, right? I guess before the harvest. And they would give, he'd give them money. And I guess Rashi says that they would give him back wine after the harvest, as based on the price that wine was at the time he gave them the money, at the cheaper price. And then when they came to give him back the wine, Shafri Le Tve Kufisa, they would give him a little extra. They would give him a little extra, as a gift, right? So it's not Mecha Chomem, because I mean the answer. It says they volunteered to give him back, so it's a gift. It's not ribbis. So Asla Kamidar Ashiva Amrali Mishari, is that permitted? So Amrali in, yes, permitted. Achuli Hudi Kamalchi Gabach. They were Mochel. They gave you this little extra, sort of as a gift, not necessarily as part of Mecha Chomemkar, and then that is, I guess, as Mutter. Again, now you have to figure out when it's considered a gift, when it's not considered a gift. I don't know. Okay. But Amrali. So then Ravina goes to Ravashi. That's another issue. Amrali. Maybe I should be choshish that this wine is stolen. The ha'ara lav didhuhu. Because I don't think this they got the wine from property that belongs to them. That they may have been taking the wine from another property. Right, Rashi says, ha'ara lav didhuhu, elo shahiyu ashirim. These guys were wealthy people, right? They basically bought the tax liens, these guys. V'roim b'nei adab shehinichu sadosehem, people just leave the fields and run away. They ain't nosin masakar klamelach. They wouldn't pay their taxes. They ain't notin masodas v'akaramim uparim maslamelach. They would go look at the Jewish star. They would see the people who didn't pay the taxes on their homes. They would buy the taxes. That's what they did. They bought the tax liens off of it. Right? They would pay the tax. V'shem hayayin shani lokeach mehem gazel hu biyadi. Maybe it's stolen wine. Maybe it's not their property. Right? The karka ain't an exelus, because karka is not an exelus. V'arei he shall buy them who pay his gazel. The karka always belongs to the original owner. So the stuff that came out from the product, from the karka, would be stolen. So he has said, no, so Ravashi says, no, Amrle, Ara Lataska Mishabda. The karka is Mishuba to the taxes. Right? Umalka Amr Mandi Taska Lekal Ara. Everything's owned by the government. The government says whoever pays the taxes, you're the owner of the land. If you don't pay your taxes and someone else does, they own the land. That becomes the owner. It's like a government foreclosure. If you don't pay your taxes, it's government foreclosure, and then they give it over to the person to pay the taxes. Don't worry, it's not stolen. Okay. Amrle Rapapa Larava. Rapapa says to Rava, again, Chazi Mar, see my master, Hani Rabbanin, the Yahiv Zuze Akarga de Inche. You have these Rabbanan who pay the head tax, right? So there was a land tax and then there was a head tax, right? So again, Hani Zuze Akarga de Inche, they would pay the head tax on behalf of this poor individual, and then Umishadi Butve, and then they would like force them into service for them, to pay off their loan, right? Amrle, so Rav says to Rapapa, Hashta ichu shchiva lo amiluchay milso. I'm so happy you told me this, because I was afraid I would have died without giving you this answer. Thank you for telling me this. Hachi am Rav Sheshes. This is what Rav Sheshes says. Moharkihu dahani, right? Betafsa demalka manach, which seems to mean, right, the chosem abdu shalahem, the seal of your seal of citizenship is based on the tax. Your freedom is based on the tax, so to speak. Right? Umalka amar mandalo yiv karga, l'shtab l'mandi yiv karga. And the king says, whoever doesn't pay the tax has to work for the one who does pay the tax. So either you pay me the tax and you work for me, or someone else pays your tax on your behalf and you work for them. And therefore, I guess you have this concept of the servitude that's permitted. That's difficult enough. Come to the next case. Rav Sa'oram. Rav Sa'oram is Achu Rava, which is interesting. I never saw that. Rava's brother, Sa'oram, have a takif inish lo ma'alu. He would grab people who weren't behaving appropriately, umayli lehu bego harkta de Rava, and he would have them like pull the Rava's rickshaw. And Rashi says, kuhurka, he says, agala muchenas lemarkevas adam, it's so this personal transport, right? Ubalashan ashenas, right wagon, some sort of wagon, I guess. It's like the definitely, what? Yeah, the rickshaw. So Amalei Rava, Shapir Krava, and Rava says, yeah, you're doing the right thing. I don't understand what he was able to take upon himself. So knew someone who was in behaving improperly and put them to work. Right? Right. The Tanina, we have a Brisa, Reisa She'ena No Kishura. If you see a friend that's not behaving properly, Minayin Shatar Rasha Lishtabibo, how do I know that you're all permitted to put him to work? Tamalom, the Pasuk says, by Avadim Kananim, La'olam Behed Tavodu, they should work for you forever. And the next Pasuk begins, Ba'achechem. So he puts the two, he changes the way the Pasuk ends. Right? Yochel Afilu No Kishura. So if that's the case, that Achechem goes only put Tavodu, maybe even when they're behaving properly, you can put them to work. Tamad Lomar, Uba'achechem and Israel, Ish Ba'achiv, Lo sirda b'parach. But then the pasuk continues. You read the pasuk as is. It says you cannot. So how do you read the pasukim each way? It must mean if they behave, you can't do it. If they don't behave, you can do it. How that drasha is extracted from there? Don't know.
What are the parameters?
It's very very more. I have no idea. Amar Rachama. Rachama says, "Hi, man, the yoyev zuze lecharve. Guy gives money to his friend lemizban lechamra to go buy for him wine at the cheap place and bring him back here. He's in the more expensive place." Upasha, and he was Poshea, the low Zavinle, and he didn't buy him the wine at all. So now I lost out. You were going to go buy me the Gush Etzion wine there, where it only cost 30 shekel, and I was going to come back here, and I'm going to have the Gush Etzion wine cost $30, and I'm going to have so much more. So he goes, Upasha, the low Zavinle, Mishalimle, look, his kid, the Kazil, Aparta, the Zul Shafat. Zul Shafat, I don't know how to pronounce it. He used to pay, the Shliach has to pay to the Mishaleach and get him wine at the price of this port city, which I guess is the price of the wine was somewhere in between the cheap and the more expensive wine.
Over here, it's a low price.
Okay, he has to pay, get it for him. So, because he didn't get, so I guess there's a loss. So, Amar Meimar, Amirta Lishmaita Kameda Rav Zvid, I said this before Rav Zvid, the Amar, and he says, Kikam Rav Chama, when Rav Chama said that he has to get him the wine, Hani Mili Biyayin Stam. That's if he said, buy me wine. So my example is no good. Just buy me wine. He doesn't buy wine because you can buy wine anywhere. Aval biyayin zeh. If I told him to buy me this specific wine and he didn't buy me that particular wine, lo, because mi yemer the mezayin lenehile. Because there's a risk. Who says he's going to find it? There's no guarantee he's going to get it. To just buy me stam wine, anyone can buy the manischewitz and go find it in the stop and shop and get him wine. But if buying the good wine, maybe he wouldn't be able to find it. So in that case, the shliach does not have to pay him back. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi says, afilu yayin stam. Even yayin stam. You're wrong. The shliach does not have to pay him. Nami lo, my timer. What's the reason why? Even if he says, what's the reason why? Asmachta he, because it's an asmachta of asmachta lokanya. There was no kinyan over here. It's an asmachta. I'm not sure why it's only asmachta. Rashi says afilu hivticho. Even if the shliach promised him the amr and says im eini kone lecha efara mishali. If I don't buy for you, I'll give you my own. Ein ze ol el asmachta. It's only asmachta hovelo kanel binyado. He didn't make any kinyan. There's no formalized kinyan. There's no obligation. So it's only a smata. And I'm only saying this because I want to get, I guess I'm going to profit a little bit. I'm only saying this in order to get your business, but I really didn't mean it. Okay.
What's
a ruse? Yeah, try again. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay?
Go ahead.
Have a wonderful day. Hananya ben Akasha Omer.